And welcome to the second hour of the Cool Jazz Set. This is your host, Paul Pierce. We're broadcasting from the University of Richmond at 90.1 on your FM dial, streaming at WDCE.org. The Cool Jazz Set is recorded and will be uploaded to our website tomorrow morning. If you would like to listen to some or all of it, go to CoolJazzSet.com and click on radio shows, and you can listen to tonight's shows in the 2 1-hour segments. And scroll down, and there are shows there for the past year. And I'm delighted to hear from you. Send me an email. Let me know what you'd like to hear. We'll try to honor your request. Well, tonight, we are doing a show about the West Coast jazz scene, which was so important to this great American art, this modern jazz. And we play a lot of the West Coast stuff here on the Cool Jazz Set, but tonight we're kind of focusing on it. And we're also dedicating tonight's show to the newly married couple, Miss Wendy and Dr. Allen. And we hope they have many, many happy years. They like jazz, too. So hope they're tuning in, or will be. They're probably on their honeymoon. But in any case, we wish them all the very best. A really sweet couple, to say the least. Okay, up next, this is the Al Cohn Quartet. With a nice tune, Oh Gentle Amour. I think you'll like this one. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was the Curtis Count Group. Curtis Count's the bassist, 1957 album. That was Jack Sheldon on trumpet, Harold Land on tenor sax, Carl Perkins on piano, Frank Butler the drummer, and the tune Woody and You, the great and underappreciated bassist Curtis Count. And let's see, before that we heard the Al Cohn Quartet, and that featured Al on tenor saxophone. The guitarist on that, Herb Ellis. Monty Budwig on bass, and Jimmy Smith, that's Jimmy with an I-E, Smith on drums. And we heard Old Grande Amour. Well, we're doing the West Coast jazz scene tonight, playing a lot of those early recordings. And here's another trio that I like very much, the fine Pete Jolly Trio. And this is from his album entitled, Yeah, this is Cole Porter's Dream Dancing. Thank you.
I saw you last night and got that old feeling. When you came in sight, I got that old feeling. The moment that you danced by, I felt a thrill. And when you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again, I seem to feel that old yearning. And I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start. Well, that old feeling is still in my mind. I saw you last night, got that old feeling. When you came in sight, I got that old feeling. The moment that you danced by, I felt a thrill. And when you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again I seem to feel that old yearning. And I know the spark of love was still burning.
Thank you.
was the Bob and Eve Olsen Quintet, and that featured Bob on tenor saxophone. He's also a wonderful trombone player. Unfortunately, Bob passed away a few years ago, but we have so much of his recordings. We heard him earlier tonight, in fact, in the first hour, with the big band of Bill Holman. He played a nice solo on that. Anyway, Bob on tenor sax on this particular track, Marty Pace, the pianist, Red Mitchell on bass, Larry Bunker, the vibraphonist, and Don Heath on drums. And the title of the tune, Don't Be That Way. Before that, we heard the vocal styling of Miss Anita O'Day from her album Way to Make Mine Blues, and that featured Anita along with the Russell Garcia Orchestra. The flautist on that, Mr. Bud Shank. I saw you last night and got that old feeling. Here's Zoot Sims and Bob Brookmeyer with a nice 1956 quintet, the title of the tune, Mr. Moon. Thank you.
Thank you. It's the wrong time and the wrong place. Though your face is charming, it's the wrong face. It's not his face, but such a charming face that it's all right with me. It's the wrong song in the wrong style. Though your smile is lovely, it's the wrong smile. It's not his smile, but such a lovely smile that it's all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you want to forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but they're such tempting lips that if some night you're free, dear, it's all right. It's all right with me. It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but such tempting lips that if some night you're free, dear, it's all right. It's all right with me.
And that was Miss Chris Connor from her album, This Is Chris. Ralph Sharon, the pianist on that. It's All Right With Me. And before that, we heard a 62 recording of Mr. Chet Baker with a group recorded in Italy that featured Renee Thomas on guitar. And we opened this threesome with a quartet by Zoot Sims and Bob Rookmeyer, playing a piece called Mr. Moon, and that featured Hank Jones on piano, by the way. The bassist on that, Wyatt Reuther. Let's see, up next, a nice recording of Stardust from 1957. The Jerry Mulligan Quartet, a reunion with Chet Baker. I thought you'd like to hear this. And it's entitled Stardust, one of my favorite tunes. Thank you. Say goodbye for tonight. Thanks for tuning in to the West Coast Jazz Scene. That was our theme tonight. You've been listening to the Cool Jazz Set on WDCE at 90.1 FM and streaming live at WDCE.org. The Cool Jazz Set is recorded and will be available tomorrow on our website, cooljazzset.com. So thanks for tuning in. That last recording, by the way, we heard was alto saxophonist Lee Konitz with Jerry Mulligan, Chet Baker, and Carson Smith on bass, These Foolish Things. Before that, the great Harold Land Red Mitchell Quintet from their album in 1961, Hear Ye, featuring Carmel Jones on trumpet. So for tonight, thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next Sunday.
When you're near, there's such an air of spring about it. To sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor every time.